ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 ओम ज्ञानधूमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपगदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी।
हरे कृष्ण। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, so as part of the Holy Name Week, and we are reading a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. 12th canto, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, canto 12, chapter 3. The title of the chapter is Bhumi Gita. Bhumi Gita, and we are reading a verse here, text number 51. This is a very often quoted verse. Srila Prabhupada quotes this verse so many times, and all the acharyas are quoting this verse. So it's very, very, very our good fortune that we are able to read this verse today on the Holy Name Week. We'll read this verse. Kale
dosha
nide.
Come on.
कृष्णस्य
कीर्तनादेव कृष्णस्य
मुक्तसङ्ग परं व्रजे
मुक्तसङ्ग परं व्रजे कले दोष निधिराजन्
कले दोष निधिराजन्
अस्ति एको महान् गुणः
अस्ति एको महान् गुणः
कीर्तनादेव कृष्णस्य
कीर्तनादेव कृष्णस्य
सङ्गः परां व्रजे
मुक्तसङ्गः परां व्रजे कले
कले
ऑफ द एज ऑफ कले
ऑफ द एज ऑफ कले
दोषनिदे इन द ओशन ऑफ फॉल्स
इन द ओशन ऑफ फॉल्स
राजन
राजन
ओ किंग
अस्ति
देयर इज
ही
सर्टेनली
एक
एक वन महान
Very great.
Guna. Good quality.
Kirtanat.
By chanting.
Eva.
Certainly.
Krishnasya.
Of the holy name of Krishna.
Mukta Sangha.
Liberated from material bondage.
Param.
To the transcendental spiritual kingdom.
One can go.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
My dear King, although Kali Yuga is an ocean of falls, there is still one good quality about this age. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one can become free from material bondage and be promoted to the transcendental kingdom. Translation responsibly, please. My dear King.
Although
Kali Yuga is an ocean of falls,
there is still
one good quality
about this age.
Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra,
one can become free
from material bondage and be promoted
to
the transcendental kingdom. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. After mentioning the innumerable falls in this age of Kali, Sukadeva Goswami now mentions its one brilliant aspect. Just as one powerful king can kill innumerable thieves, one brilliant spiritual quality can destroy all the contamination of this age. It is impossible to overestimate the importance of chanting Hare Krishna,
Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
especially in this fallen age.
कलेर्दोषनिदेराजन् अस्ति हि एकः महान् गुणः कीर्तनात् एव कृष्णस्य मुक्तसङ्गः परं व्रजे माय डियर् किङ्ग् आल्दो कलियुगा इस् एन् ओशन् आफ् फाल्स् देर् इस् स्टिल् वन् गुड् क्वालिटि अबौट् दिस् एज् सिम्प्लि बै चाण्टिङ्ग् द हरे कृष्ण महामन्त्र वन् केन् बिकम् फ्री फ्रोम् द मेटीरियल् बाण्डेज् अण्ड् बी प्रमोटेड् टु द ट्रान्सेण्डेण्टल् किङ्ग्डम् सो इन् दिस् सेक्षन् the Bhumi Gita, so we have a very elaborate description of the evil effects of Kali Yuga. As Kali Yuga progresses, what are all the things are going to happen? It's all the gory details. Manda sumanda madayo manda bhagya hi upadruta. It is already mentioned in the beginning, but in the 12th canto, all the details are given. Or what will happen to the kings, what will happen to our size, and now everything will become like a topsy-turvy, like Srila Prabhupada calls this term. So it becomes like that. So anybody reads this now will become like a little bit disheartened. Like, oh, Kali Yuga, all these things are going to happen. But every now and then we should read this 12th canto, because anybody wants to stay here in the material world, wants to check it out and how things are going, what's happening, all these things. We should read this 12th canto. Every now and then we should read this, because when we read this, we need all the gory details, what is going to happen in Kali Yuga. Sometimes we think, you know, like now whatever things are happening now, this itself is very, very gory, like very, very troublesome.
And then if you hang around some more time, all more and more horrible things are going to happen. So that's why we should not, when we read this, so people become a little bit disheartened. So Sukadeva Goswami very kindly, so just like a, this is in the middle of the desert, there is some oasis. Like a, so in the, because all the description, all the negative things are given, and finally Sukadeva Goswami is saying, yeah, by Parikshit Maharaj, Kale Dashamade Narajan, this is ocean of falls. It has so many faults are there, but there is one good quality also there in the Kali Yuga. So it's like a little, there is, at least we can breathe. Oh, okay. So all the faults are there, and there is one good quality is also there. So what is that? Then it says, Kirtana Deva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Raja. Because even though the Kali Yuga is ocean of faults, but there is one good quality in the Kali Yuga. By just chanting the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, what will happen? One is liberated from the material bondage. Not only that, just liberating from the material bondage is only a side business. The main business is one goes back home, back to Godhead, transcendental kingdom, promoted to the transcendental kingdom. This is the wonderful quality of this Kali Yuga. So this is a Kali Yuga Mahatmya, because we have a Kali Yuga Mahatmya, because we just read all the evil effects of Kali Yuga. But there is one great effect of this Kali Yuga is this. Because this is a very important, we have to understand. As the different yugas are there, Satya Yuga is there, Treta Yuga is there, Dwapara Yuga is there, Kali Yuga is there, and every yuga has a different way of God realization. In the next sloka, it is mentioned, Krateya Dhyayato Vishnu Tretayam Yajato Mukai Dwapare Paricharyayam Kalo Tat Hari Kirtana. The Kali Yuga, the process, is like mentioned, whatever result was obtained in Satya Yuga by meditating on Vishnu, Krateya Dhyayato Vishnu Tretayam Yajato Mukai. In the Treta Yuga, by performing sacrifices, and in the Dwapara Yuga, by serving the Lord's lotus feet, can be obtained in Kali Yuga simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So what else we can waiting? We are waiting for it. Because all the Yuga, Satya Yuga, there is a prescription. Treta Yuga, there is a prescription. Dwapara Yuga, there is a prescription. Kali Yuga, there is a prescription. But we should not think that the, all other processes are not bona fide. They are also bona fide processes. But the problem is, in Kali Yuga, those processes will not be that effective as chanting of Mahamantra. Because the process is there. Krateya Dhyayato Vishnum Tretayam Vijato Makai Dhvapare Paricharyayam Kalo Tad Harikitam. Because the process themselves, they're very bona fide processes. But the Kali Yuga, our difficulty, we are Kali Yuga citizens. We are citizens of Kali Yuga. Because we have Manda Sumanda Madayo Manda Bhagyahi Padruta. Because we are in a kind of situation, everything is dull, everything is weak, everything is in the Manda Gadi, everything is Manda Gadi, especially from the spiritual point of view. But material point of view, very, 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 very speed. All the high speed, everything is, materially everything is going fully, full speed only. Neck breaking speed, Prabhupada loves the neck breaking speed. So it is going like that. But when it's spiritually, it is very, very Manda. So that is why the process also recommended is like this one. Kali Yuga also the process recommended from God. God is, Krishna is very merciful. He knows our precarious condition, our predicament. What is our predicament? Our precarious condition. Krishna knows. So the process of God realization is also made little easy. We used to give this example, especially in the colleges. In the sometimes the question paper will be very tough. In the question paper will be very tough. What will happen? Most of the people will fail. Professor Sir is here, so he will know it. Because your question paper, if it is very tough, then everything will be like most of the students will fail. So what will happen? This natural tendency is that the question paper is very tough, then there will be a committee will sit there and say, oh, if everybody is going to fail, then it's not going to be very good. So our correction or the valuation has to be a little bit lenient. Lenient. It's not like a, don't be like a very, very stringent and very stingy in putting marks. I have to be a little bit lenient. Oh, at least the person has understood the subject or is having some understanding of something related to the subject. Still, you have to give some benefit of doubt, give some marks. Some, because The same situation here also it applies for us, because the Kali Yuga, not many people are interested in spiritual understanding. Not that people, hundreds and thousands of people are waiting there outside to just to get in, and not that many people are there. Very manda sumanda madayo. So the process of God realization also, okay, you made little bit of this thing, little bit progress, little bit of chanting, little bit of hearing. Even that also some benefit is given. It's not that the process is less effective. The process is the same, but by just Krishna, out of his causeless mercy, if he say, now you have to follow all the yogic rules and all the yoga, all the Ashwamedha Yajna, everything you have to follow, then only you will God realize me, then you will never realize God. It's not possible. We don't have the time, and we don't have the resources, we don't have the inclination. That is the biggest thing. Even the resource may be there, maybe the time may be there, and we don't have the inclination also. We don't have the inclination to realize God. So that is why God realization is also made very easy. That way, even little bit Rama, Krishna, just like that you chant also, some credit is given. Some credit is given for that also. So like this is the biggest benefit of this Kali Yuga. Because the Yuga itself is characterized by the issues, problems. That is why the process is also made very easy. So it says Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quotes this from Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam. Hello, Nasteva, 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 Gatiranyata. So it says, for spiritual progress in this age of Kali, there is no alternative to the holy name of the Lord, Brahar Narathiya Prana, 38.126. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quotes this, because this is the problem, because the Kali Yuga, there is no other way, Nato Paratarapaya, there is no upaya, there is no other upaya. Maybe one or two fortunate people have this upaya, they can go to Himalayas and then meditate and all these things. But for a common man, there is not much upaya there. Other than that, this is Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevala. Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gadiranya. Three times it is mentioned. Not by karma, not by yoga, not by dhyana, this is all not going to happen. Only by pure chanting of Mahamantra, then only it will happen. So this is what it's all corroborated, it's all recommended in all the Smriti and Shruti. Shruti and Smriti, they all recommend this. It's not like a something just concocted idea, and somebody concocted this idea and then now from tomorrow we'll start chanting this mantra. No? It says the Acharyas are singing Golokera Premadana Harinama Sankirtan. This Harinama Sankirtan is coming, it's a product of Goloka Vrindavan. It's not a product of material world actually. Because this Golokera Premadana Harinama Sankirtan, because this is the Bhava Ushadi has been given, because it is there, it works everywhere, but especially in this age of Kali Yuga where everything is in a diminishing condition. The memory is in diminishing, and also our power, strength, and all these things are in a diminishing situation. So here it is very, very, very essential that we take this Hare Nama. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is mentioned, there is very interesting verse, Yetan nirvidyamananam icchatam akuto bhayam yoginam nrupa nirnitam Hare Nama anukirtanam. It is Srimad Bhagavatam. It is mentioned in the beginning, O King, constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord after the ways of great authorities is the doubtless and fearless way of success for all, including those who are free from all material desires, those who are desirous of all material enjoyment, and those who are self-satisfied by dint of transcendental knowledge. So this chanting of Mahamantra is a process for everyone. It is not like a process only for this only yogis, only for the jnanis, or only for these bhaktas. No, this process, that is why Sukadeva Goswami is saying, Yetan nirvidya manana icchata akuto bayam. Srila Prabhupada explains there, icchata means those who are desiring, icha, some icha is there, for them also the process. And then nirvidya manana, that means those who are desiring, not desiring, they are not desiring anything. Some people are icchata, some people are not disabled. Nirvidyamanana aputo bhayam. Aputo bhayam, they are fearless. Some people are fearless, like a devotees, they are fearless. We studied last section where we said Narayana Parasarve Na Kutaschana Bibhyati. Now the devotees of the Narayana, they don't have any problem. They go to Naraka, they go to Swarga, they go to Apavarga, no problem for them. Why? Because wherever they go, the business is the same. Business is the same. There also they have to glorify the Lord. They have to chant Hare Krishna, they glorify the Lord and kirtan, bhajan, that's it. So this process, the Sukadeva Goswami is saying, and Srila Prabhupada explains, so the Sukadeva Goswami gives his judgment, Nrupa, my dear king, for all these classes of men, Nirnittam, it is already decided. So this is the duty actually. For example, for us, we have only 100 years we live, and 150 years goes into sleep only. So we are left with only 50 years. How much research we can do? On researching, 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 researching. By the time you do the research, you have to pass away and then go on. Then when to follow? What are the conclusions you got from the research? You have to put that into practice. Abhyas, you have to do. So that is why it's very, very important that Sukadeva Goswami is saying, it is already decided. Yogi naam nripa nirnitam hare nama anukirtanam. The hare nama anukirtanam is already decided. Nirnitam. Already have been decided, this is the process, this is the one going to work, then what are you wasting our time actually? So that's why Srila Prabhupada says, this is the Vedic conclusion. You have not got to search out. You don't have to go big research. You have to take information from the authority. So here Sukadeva Goswami is the authority for all these classes of men. This is decided conclusively. What is that? Hare Nama Anukirtanam. This is the Srimad Bhagavatam 2.1.11. 2.1.11, where this wonderful verse Sukadeva Goswami is quoting, where he is explaining this is the process for everyone. It's like all encompassing, like a yogi can do that also, jnani can do that also, somebody has a desire, they can do also, somebody does not have desire, they can also do. It's like similar to the same sloka in Srimad Bhagavatam, it says, akama, sarva kama, moksha kama, udharati, thivrena bhakti yogena, yajete purusham param. Same thing, akama, no desire, sarva kama, all desires, moksha kama, the desire for liberation, udharati, the person who has a brain substance, so then he will Thivrena Bhakti Yogena Yajete Purusham Param. Thivrena Bhakti Yogena. This is again pure chanting. So if somebody can do that is the process. So then here Sukadeva Goswami continues that in that the same section. And it's like the holy name of the Lord is so wonderful. What is so wonderful? Because there is no difference between the name, holy name of the Lord, and Krishna. There is no difference. Nama Rupa Guna Leela. When we chant the holy name of the Lord, what will happen when we chant constantly and when we chant incessantly? Then nama rupa, then the form, nama rupa guna, then the qualities, and then the rupa, the nama rupa guna leela, everything become manifest. This is the beauty of chanting the holy name. It's like by constantly chanting the holy name of the Lord, automatically these things are revealed actually. It is mentioned also in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and Srila Prabhupada quotes that, Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Suddho Nitya Mukto Abhinnatvam Nama Namino. The holy name of Krishna is transcendentally blissful. It bestows all spiritual benedictions, for it is Krishna himself, the reservoir of all pleasure. Krishna's name is complete and it is the form of all transcendental mellows. It is not a material name under any condition and it is no less powerful than Krishna himself. Since Krishna name is not contaminated with material qualities, there is no question of its being involved with Maya. Krishna's name is always liberated and spiritual. It is never conditioned by the loss of material nature. This is because the name of Krishna and Krishna himself are identical. They are identical. Krishna name and Krishna form, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's paraphernalia, everything is the same. So we have to have the same mood. When we chant Hare Krishna, then automatically Krishna's nama, rupa, guna, leela, everything will become manifest. So that's why we have to chant the holy name of the Lord. And it is mentioned also in the Bhagavad Gita, he said, Satatam Kirtayantam. Because if you just search for a word satatam in Bhagavad Gita, it's always satatam, satatam kirtayantam, yatantascha dhritavrataha, namasyantascha mam bhaktya, nitya yukta upasate. Because it is mentioned, always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me, all these great souls perpetually worship me with devotion. So this is the Lord is saying everywhere. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction also, kirtaniya sadahari. Kirtaniya sadahari. Because this is like chanting 16 rounds, that's why Srila Prabhupada says, chanting minimum. It's not like chanting 16 rounds is like completely everything. Chanting 16 rounds is minimum only. Actually, Kirtaniya Sadahari is the instruction. Yes, we have to glorify the Lord, chant the names of the Lord all the time. So we may not be able to do all the time. That is why we have a prescribed number of rounds and then we do active devotional service. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very wonderfully put that in the Sikshashtaka, especially in the second sloka. Nama Makari Babuda Nija Sarva Sakti Tatra Pitani Amita Smarane Nakala Eta Drishi Tava Kripan Bhavanamami Dhutaiva Idrisham Ihajani Nanu Raga. So it says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in the Sikshashtaka prayer, O my Lord, your holy name alone can render all benedictions upon the living being. And therefore you have hundreds and millions of names like Krishna, Govinda, etc. In these transcendental names, you have invested all your transcendental potencies and there is no hard and fast rules for chanting these holy names. Oh my Lord, you have so kindly made easy approach to you by your holy name, but unfortunate as I am, I have no attraction for them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presents like a common man. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. He is mad after Krishna, mad after the holy name, mad after chanting. But he presents himself as like he does not have any, because he is representing the common man. Like a common man does not have any attraction towards the holy name. This is the holy name can render all kind of benedictions. But our attraction is not towards the holy name. That's why. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives the process of chanting the holy name. One can chant the holy name of the Lord in the humble state of mind, thinking himself as lower than the straw in the street, tolerant more than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, being ready to offer all kinds of respects to others. In such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. This is the beauty. Because chanting, there are so many ways. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends, this is the Trinadapi Sunichena Tarorini Sadishnuna Amanaina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. Kirtaniya Sadahari. This one, this is like I just mentioned, this sloka is like this. We have to keep it in the neck all the time. Yes, this is our main thing, Kirtaniya Sadahari. So that is the way mentioned. And Srila Prabhupada quotes, this is a very wonderful verse in the, it is mentioned in the Padma Purana and the Skanda Purana. Alotya Sarva Sastrani Vicharyascha Punapuna Idamekam Sunishpandam Dheyo Narayano Sada. By scrutinizingly reviewing and reviewing all the revealed scriptures and judging them again and again, it is now concluded that Lord Narayana is the supreme absolute truth and thus he alone should be worshipped. Because it's like a Shastra is like a giving us the essence actually. Shastra is like a Vedas are there, so many instructions are there. But all the sages, what they do is they scrutinizingly study. Prabhupada uses the word scrutinizingly. Scrutinizing, because we also have to study the scriptures scrutinizingly. That means we have to, it's not like okay, just like this newspaper reading. A newspaper, one page you read, that go to the 10th page like that. But scrutinizingly means very, very attentively, with detail and then with references, all these things we study. Scrutinizingly study, what will happen? A person comes to this understanding, alotya sarva sastrani vicharyascha punapuna. Again and again you study, what conclusion? Idam yegam sunishpantam dheyo Narayana Sada. So because they have to come to this conclusion that Narayana Sada, always remember the Lord, worship him, chant his holy name. That is the conclusion one should come to. So this is what it is mentioned here. And here and it is there is wonderful pastimes of the this is like a holy name. The holy name of the Lord has the potency. It's like there are so many things, but main you can concentrate on few points about the glories of the holy name. Holy name destroys all sins. Because this is like an example of Ajamila is given. Because the Ajamila Upakhyana is very, very important for us. Because this is a Ajamila, even though in the beginning he started the process, doing everything nicely. In the middle, little bit of detour, and then he just went away. And then in the later, because he named his son Narayana, and he was very much attached to his son Narayana. So Srila Prabhupada says here, in that purport, one of the inherent characteristics of the holy name is that it destroys all sins. Here first, the different authoritative conclusions of the subject. Take note of Ajamila, the example of a sinner who on his deathbed unconsciously called out Narayana, Supreme Lord's name. The innumerable sins he had committed in countless lives were immediately absolved. Ayam hi krita nirvesho janma koti amhasam api yat yajahara vivaso nama swasti ayana hare. This is 6.2.7. Ajamila had already atoned for all his sinful actions. Indeed, he has atoned not only for sins performed in one life, but for those performed in millions of lives. For in a helpless condition, he chanted the holy name of Narayana. Even though he did not chant purely, he chanted without offenses, and therefore he is now pure and eligible for liberation. So this is like a mind-boggling thing. Ajamila committed so many sinful activities, but he chanted the name of Narayana. Because Acharya is explaining, when he chanted the holy name of the Lord Narayana, he didn't really mean Narayana. Actually, he meant his son Narayana. But son Narayan or Lord Narayan, the name, as the just now we read, Lord Krishna's name, Lord Krishna's form, Lord Krishna's pastime, Lord Krishna's paraphernalia, there is no difference. Because, and also he chanted the name of the Lord in a helpless state. This is the underlying point. Yeah, we are also chanting. But our problem is that we are not chanting like in a helpless condition. Because Jamila was completely afraid, completely the Yamadutas are coming, and there is Narayan. At that time there is no kind of other thinking, no kind of any other motives, nothing, just Narayan. So this is like a Srila Prabhupada explains the holy name, the chanting of the mantra. This is like a crying of the child for mother Hara. Just when he chant, this is like crying. Then at that time, see, we all know as parents, you know, sometimes children cry. When they say cry, you get one type of crying. The mother will say, okay, yeah, let, just take it. So the child will be happy. Mother knows that. And another type of cry, so maybe throw another thing, like mother will throw another thing. But one cry will be, one sound will come, then mother knows, so this cry is very dangerous cry. Only I have to go personally, I have to attend to this child. So that type of cry. Krishna, sometimes he will give dhanam dehi, putram dehi, dhanyam dehi, this dehi, that dehi. Krishna will give so many things. But if you cry for Krishna, Krishna, no, I don't want this, I don't want, I want only Krishna, I want only you, then at that time Krishna will present himself. That is why the crying we have learned, like how to cry for Krishna. That is like child, how the child cries for Krishna. The mother, at that time, no, I don't want anything. I want mother. It's the same way when we also have that. That is why Ajamila, at that point, Acharyas are saying, because he cried, he was completely in a helpless condition. He called for Narayan, and then Narayana Dhita Sapi, Vishnu Dhita Sapi. This is a conversation between the, there is a wonderful conversation between the Vishnu Dhutas and Yama Dhutas. And then the Yama Dhutas are saying, why you are looking very nice and you are very effulgent. Why are you obstructing us? We are about to perform our duty. Then there is a conversation happening. What is dharma? What is adharma? And then Vishnu Dutas explained to them, no, Ajamila is already purified because he chanted the name of the Lord in a helpless condition. Already these things are purified. So this is the beauty. And the chanting of the holy name of Lord is the best process of atonement. Because the atonement, there are the Karmakanda sections, there are so many atonements are there. Like this is like a this Parikshit Maharaj also asked this question. Hati snana. We have heard about hati snana. Hati means elephant. Snana means taking bath. The elephant sometimes goes and takes bath in the river, and then once it takes a nice bath and then comes back to this thing and puts the mud again back in the head. This is the hati snana, because this is like the material type of atonement, material type of prayaschitta. All these things are like, again you do some for prayaschitta, it has little bit effect, and then after that again you go back to the same kind of activities again and again, same sinful activity. This is like the example is given, you do, so Sunday you go to church and then ask for forgiveness or all these offenses, and then again from Monday you start the quota again for the next week actually. Not like that. No, we don't want that type of process. We want a process which can destroy the root of the sinful mentality. So that is what this chanting of the holy name. It is mentioned in the Shastra, the chanting of the holy name of the Lord Vishnu is the best process of atonement. The chanting of this best process of atonement for us. There are so many these things are there. Simply by chanting the holy name of Lord Vishnu, such sinful persons may attract the attention of the Supreme Lord. Simply chanting. And then what will happen? The Lord considers, because this man has chanted my holy name, my duty is to give him protection. Lord, this is kind of obligating. By just purely chanting the holy name of the Lord, Lord becomes obligated. Actually, Lord is not obligated to anyone. Not obligated at all. But if somebody chants the holy name of the Lord without any offenses, purely, then Lord himself, he considers, oh, he is calling me, then I have to go and I have to give him protection. He has to give him protection. There is a Lord's special this thing in Bhagavad Gita also. Krishna says, this is Kaunteya prati janehi name bhakta punashyati. Shipram bhavati dharmatma sasva santi nigachati kaunteya prati janehi name bhakta pranashyati. Krishna gives the verdict, my devotee will not be vanquished. He says, no, he will not be vanquished. Because even though, he says the before sloka, apichetsu duracharo vajate vam ananya bhak sadureva samantavya samyak vyavasitocha. He says, yeah, my devotee, maybe accidentally he might have performed something, but anyway, this is it's a very tricky situation. We can't take devotees or anybody, we should not take advantage of that. Oh, Krishna has said that he will protect me, I will every now and then I will do some nonsense activities. No, that is not for that purpose. It is accidental, something because of our habitual things, you know, so many things we have been habituated. So we may perform some activity in a very accidental way, those type of protection. It is not like a premeditated activity. Yes, I am going to do this activity based on the power of the, then that is considered namaparad. Then it becomes like a offenses at the holy name of the Lord. Because we have a chanting at the strength of the holy name, like performing sinful activity, I am chanting Hare Krishna, so that will get nullified. No, that is very, very dangerous situation. I think better to be like Ajamil is better than to have that type of attitude. Ajamil didn't have any attitude like that. Ajamil was thinking, yeah, what should I perform with this thing? And now I am fearful, so I am just calling on Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. So that is that attitude is welcomed by the Lord, or the Lord's Vishnu Dutas. And it says, even if the holy name is chanted unconsciously, jokingly, simply for entertainment or neglectfully, even that is beneficial. It says here, Sanketam Parihasyam Vastoham. The stobam helanam yepava vaikunta nama grahanam aseshega haram vidhu. One who chants the holy name of the Lord, even if the holy name of the Lord chanted unconsciously, jokingly, simply for entertainment or neglectfully, the most grievous sins are absolved and he enters the spiritual realm of Vaikuntha, lying beyond the jurisdiction of Yamaraj, the god of death. So this is like we, especially devotees, when we go on Harinam, sometimes the people make one, like I guess they also. But these things will not go waste actually. This is like a Sukruti. The people, when they go, devotees, that is the beauty actually. Devotees are, why? Because going on Harinam, why do this? Is not like a waste of time actually. Because by going on Harinam, the Mahamantra enters into the ear. But some people are very simple, they will close the ears like that also. They just close the ears, the Harinam doesn't go in. But it doesn't matter. Sometimes they will have to take the hand out, at that time it will go in. Because this is what the process is so wonderful. It's like sometimes people fun. Most of the time people with the Harinamla, they for a few parties they will make fun and dance, and then but after a few weeks they will be in the temple actually. If you notice, they are like, they made fun, but even though funnily or jokingly they chanted Hare Krishna, they got the beauty. This is the beauty, because the Mahamantra will work. Whether you understood or not understood, whether you know the pronunciation, you don't know the pronunciation, whether you have understood all the conclusions of that, no, Mahamantra is not like that. Mahamantra, by just chanting the Mahamantra, you get the benefit. Benefit is given, because the Lord wants to bestow His mercy to everyone. So that is why the devotee's duty is like, how can I be a best instrument or instrument in the hands of Krishna? Krishna has already decided. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has already decided. This is like a prithivite achayate naharadindra sarvatra pachare bhara mora naam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has already said that. There is no argument. There is no big discussions we don't have to have on that. It is already decided. It is going to happen. But what did Srila Prabhupada say? Yes. Let us try. That's why we're just hearing one lecture. Prabhupada says, what? I just came. What? This is like our whole International Society for Krishna Consciousness is a great example of the potency of the holy name. Srila Prabhupada went to America. What did he went with actually? He didn't have all the money, dollars and all this. No, he had the kartal and he had the holy name and one trunk of Srimad Bhagavatam. And the complete conviction on the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the orders of his guru. So these are all the things. When nowadays we go to America, we go with a full suitcase, all the dress, everything, all the paraphernalia we take. But Srila Prabhupada didn't have everything. Didn't have anything actually. 40 rupees in hand. What can you do? One taxi trip only will finish actually. But he had that conviction, holy name. Because that is why you don't have to go to Srimad Bhagavatam, you don't have to go to that Purana, because it's there. In our own life we can see a person who went with the 40 rupees in the hand and he started a worldwide movement where the now also people are becoming devotees by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. So that is the potency of the holy name. They depend on the holy name of the Lord. That is why all these things have happened. So we can understand. We can understand how the holy name of the Lord has completely affected this whole thing. Today we are sitting here in Melbourne and we are talking about holy name because it is the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada took the trouble or took the effort. Yes, my Guru Maharaj has told, so I will go and preach the message. And then that conviction was there. That is why it worked actually. Same thing Srila Prabhupada says, if it can work for me, it can work for all of you. So that's why somehow we have to, we should not doubt this actually. We doubt, this way saying, like Haridas Thakur in an assembly, he said about all the glories of the holy name. But one Brahmana, he made fun. Oh, how it is possible? How can it happen? Even offensive chanting, it can. But then he made fun of Haridas Thakur. Then after that, he got leprosy and then he just suffered so much. Because this is not like it's a sastra, it's not like an overstatement. Sometimes the people say, like in the beginning, the Prabhupada says overestimate. Like this is, it's not like a holy name of the Lord can render all the benedictions, but we have to become a recipient of that. That is the only question. It is not that holy name is not powerful. Holy name, sastra says, it will happen. Definitely it will happen. Why would not that happen actually? It happened in the life of Srila Prabhupada. It happened to Ajamil. It happened to Sukadeva Goswami. It happened to Maharaj Parikshit. Everyone it happened. Why do you think that it won't happen to us actually? But we have to have a conviction. We have to have a conviction. Yes, I may not be pure. I may not be the best of anything. But at least let me attempt. Let me try to put that into practice and then how Krishna orchestrates in our life. Let us see. Before that, just writing off, this will not work. This is an exaggeration. That is a very offensive attitude. We should never think like it. It's not offensive. It is not exaggeration. It is possible. It is by chanting the holy name of the Lord, by just engaging in this process of hearing and chanting. Yes, we can do everything. It is very potent. And Srila Prabhupada quotes, and also this is from a different Srimad Bhagavatam and also other Puranas also it is said, if one chants the holy name of the Lord Hari and then dies because of an accident, accidental misfortune, such as falling from the top of a house, slipping and suffering broken bones and travelling on the road, being bitten by a serpent, being afflicted with pain or high fever or being injured by a weapon, one is immediately absolved from having to enter hellish life. Because this is like if the holy name of the Lord is being chanted, so much benefit is there. Yamaraj says to his servants, where there is a holy name of the Lord is chanted, you don't go near them. You don't have any business with them. The Yamadutas, they don't have any business to do with the people who are doing this chanting of the holy name. They don't have any business actually. Because what you have to go, he gives instruction, Yamaraj gives instruction in the sixth canto of Bhagavatam, you go and find the people who are sinful, those who are not chanting, those people only you bring to us actually. The people who are, they are fit to go back home, back to God, why are you bothering them actually, bringing them here? And it is said that in the other section also, I was reading few references. The scriptures amply describe the various forms of prayaschitta. However, all these ritualistic activities are inconsequential compared to the chanting of the holy name. Because as we discussed, there are so many rules and so many prayaschitta and atonement activities. By this chanting of the holy name, it uproots the propensity to commit sin. That completely removes that. So that means there is no question of that the creeper being sprouted again. It will not happen. Because that potency is there with the holy name. And also it is there in the, there is one place in the scripture, Srila Prabhupada quotes here, Achyutam, this is a Brahad Naradiya Purana. It says, the scriptures proclaim unequivocally that the holy name is the only cure for all diseases. Poor residents of Vrindavan, I say it is true, trust me, just chant the name of Govinda, Achyutananda, Krishna, chant the holy name out of our Madhusudan, feeling from the heart, with tears flowing from the eyes, and rid yourself of material disease and sufferings. Achyutananda Govinda Namocharana Bhashita Dashyanti Sakala Roga Satyam Satyam Vadamyaham. Satyam Satyam Vadamyaham. You get this in Brahad Naradiya Purana, there is a reference there. Achyutananda Govinda Nama Ucharana Bhashita Nashyanti Sakala Roga Satyam Satyam Vadamyaham. Just doing that, Sakala Roga, because we are talking about some rogas are going on now in our world, but there are many, many rogas. The material body, that is another roga. This is another reason. So, because by chanting the Achyutananda Govinda, Namocharana Bheshaya, Nashyanti Sakala Roga, all these things will be removed actually in the Brahad Naradiya Purana. And there is a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in one of the conversations, some persons do not get results from chanting. We find also. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu analyzes and says, why they are not getting? Because they lack the faith. Lack of faith. It says here, the Lord replied, Shraddha, faith is the root of everyone's spiritual life. Some persons do not get results from chanting due to the lack of faith. The holy name is the Supreme Lord Himself, residing in everyone's heart as the super soul. And He offers success in chanting proportionate to one's faith. Very, very important. Proportionate to one's faith. Krishna says that, ye yata maam prapadhyante tam sataiva vajamyaham. Because proportionate to one's faith, this development happens. If we don't have faith, then very difficult actually. Very difficult to make advancement. Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, asraddhana purusha dharmasyasya parantapa aprapya maam nivartante mrutya samsara vartam. Because shraddha, that faith is not there, it is very difficult. We put faith in so many things. Is it one piece of paper thinking that this paper, we pay $1,000, $2,000, they give one piece of paper and then you have so much faith, this paper will take me from Australia to India. You have faith actually. But there's only piece of paper. Any piece of paper, you have faith, you put $2,000 on that. But when Shastra says you have faith in, put holy name, faith in your holy name, why should I put my faith? People sometimes resent, like, why should I put faith in? You put faith everywhere. You put money in the bank. What is the guarantee that bank will not become bankrupt the next day? You have some faith, basic faith. Yeah. So same way, that is what we are doing. What Lord is not asking for something extraordinary. He is asking, Atosraddha, you have a basic faith and then you develop it, and then the faith becomes very steady, nishta, then ruchi, then everything will develop. So basic faith is needed. That is why this Lord says there, so persons do not have sufficient faith in the holy name or the chanting process cannot have spiritual progress. Instead, they slide down the path of destruction, committing offenses against the holy name. Because this is where the faith is very much needed. Because the Shraddha is needed. Once you have faith, then the things will work. And then Krishna also reciprocates accordingly. Because we can't just like, because it's a very nice pastime when Maharani Draupadi was insulted in the assembly of Kauravas, the assembly. So Draupadi is suddenly like this Bhishma, Drona, all these personalities are there, they protect me. They didn't do anything. All these assembled people, they didn't say anything. And then they said, my husbands are there, they could not do anything. And she said, I will protect myself. She also tried that, but Duchasana is a Maharati. He tried to insult her. And then finally she said, nothing is working. Then they say, hey, Govinda. Just completely raised. That Krishna says Draupadi to Mother Draupadi that, hey Govinda, you call one, hey Govinda, that call, helpless call, I am eternally indebted to you. This is like one call only. One call, hey Govinda. So that is what we have to learn also. Like when we chant, look at the Lord, when we pray to the Lord, we have so many things over there. That insurance there, this insurance is there, I am covered here, I am covered there. By just anything, faith, hey Govinda. Then we get only that much mercy only. But really Krishna, you are the only protector. Without you, nothing will happen. If you go with that type of faith, then Krishna also will reciprocate with that type of feeling. That is why we have to, the whole life is for that only. The whole life is how to develop that attachment, how to develop that faith. Krishna, you are the only protector. Rakshishati iti viswasa. Because in the six items of surrender, when we discuss, the first is anukulyasya sankalpam, pratikulyasya varjanam, rakshishyati iti viswaso, gotrutve varnantata, atmanikshepa karpanya, sadviti sarnagati. Sadviti sarnagati, that happens starting like this only. Yes, anukulyasya sankalpa. Accepting favorably, rejecting unfavorably, and then rakshishyati iti viswaso. Krishna will protect me. Under any circumstance, we have to have that conviction. That is, Srila Prabhupada had the conviction. He took the, at the age of 70, he went on the Jaladuta. And he didn't have any other means of protection, no insurance, nothing. More so that Muradji, Sumati Muradji also warned, Swamiji, you may die. This type of things, like all this. But sir, he had the conviction. Yes, I will do. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, my Guru Maharaj said, this will happen. So he had that conviction. So like this, we can see that. And also, it said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a nice verse. It says, Tasmat Sankirtanam Vishnu Jagan Mangalam Amhasam Mahata Api Kauravya Vidhi Aikantika Nishkritam. It says, that sloka says, Subhadeva Goswami continued, my dear king, the chanting of the holy name of the Lord is able to uproot even the reactions of the greatest sins. Therefore, the chanting of the Sankirtana movement is the most auspicious activity in the entire universe. Please try to understand this so that others will take it seriously. Because this is a Jagan Mangala. He says in the sloka, Tasmat Sankirtanam Vishnu Jagan Mangalam Amhasa Mahata Api Kauravya Vidhi Aikantika Nishkritam. This is like Sukadeva Goswami is explaining to Maharaj Parikshit, because this is like you take it, you understand it. Because if you understand, as a king understand, then he will be like a, this is like a lesson for all of us. Like this is like not only for Parikshit Maharaj, because Parikshit Maharaj passed the time of passing away, and we can also pass away anytime. It's not like our Parikshit Maharaj had already 7 days notice actually. We don't have any notice actually. Anything can happen. Just step out of the temple, anything can happen. So anything can happen to us also. So this is this thing we have to remember. And it's only process. Only process recommended. Even if one chant, like we discussed, like knowingly, unknowingly. Sometimes, you know, like like some things like haram, even though there is a hari there. Like when they say haram, even though that word haram itself is not this thing, but the hari is there, they also get the benefit. Agyata sukriti. Agyata sukriti means without knowing only you get do some, perform some devotional activity. Like people come on Harinam, as we discussed, they just make dance and chant and then they come with the party, they also get some benefit. Because following the Harinam party, that is also beneficial. Like the Ratha Yatra is happening, when the people, they also follow. But they also get the benefit. So this is the beauty of the Lord, isn't it? Only you understand all the principle, Vedic principle, then only you get the benefit. No, whether you knowingly, unknowingly, you perform also, you get the benefit. There is one sloka, it's mentioned in this thing. I'll just, with that, we'll try to conclude. It says, it says in the Ajnana Athava Jnana. So just I'm not able to take, look at that. So it says Ajnana, because knowingly, unknowingly. Because you know the glories, you don't know the glories. Still, whether you know the glory or don't know the glory, still the benefit is given. Like for example, we give the example, when you take a medication, you don't have to know all the ingredients in the medication. Like if you take paracetamol or whatever you take, you don't have to know all the glories of this before you take that. You take it, it take effect. Same way, in the holy name of the Lord, when chanted, then automatically the effect is given. So only thing here we have to remember is like the name has to be chanted with the biggest, it's like Ajamil chanted. Even though there is it's like a Helanam, all these things are there, you just jokingly chant. But slowly and steadily you have to come to a conclusion that we have my life. Even you jokingly chant is so much benefit. If you remember the Lord will full heartedly, how much benefit we get. So that is also we have to remember. So it's not like Shastra gives all this instruction. So we should not think that okay, now Shastra says that tomorrow I will chant only jokingly, I'm going to chant. Yes, you can make a decision like that. But you can make the decision, but you will make advancement. But the intelligent person, what you will do is, even for jokingly chanting, that much benefit Lord has given. If I seriously chant and engage in his devotional service, how much benefit I will get. So that, this is like a kind of a advancement, next level. That is how we find. People start and then with some basic faith they come and then they take it seriously and then they become very, very serious. And our international society, Krishna consciousness, is a perfect example of the holy name, this glories of the holy name. By just chanting holy name of the Lord, Srila Prabhupada started, and now also it is this glory, so many activities, so many things are happening by just on the dependency on the holy name of the Lord. So that way we are fortunate to be here to chant and have the darshan of the Lord and have the chant the holy name of the Lord and get the full advantage of this holy name. So let's try to stop here. If there is any questions or comments. Hare Krishna.
So Prabhus, so this is chanting holy name in the Bhava Roga Aushadhi.
Bhava Aushadhi,
but,
yes.
But Aushadhi is perhaps bit bitter in the beginning.
Yes.
Or most people feel bitter.
Yes.
So what can we do? Sugar coat it.
Yes. Sugar coating is like Aushadhi. Sometimes like the medicine will be like a bitter. Like a person who has a jaundice, okay, for them, like if you give this, he will feel like it is bitter. But he had to continue to take the medicine. Then only, because then one day the sugar candy will become bitter for that person because he has the disease. But when he constantly take it's something sweet. That means the disease has gone away. So that is why this chanting of the Mahamantra constantly, we have to do it on a regular basis if you do that. This is the efficacy of that, will act on him, and then slowly, because that is when you chant Hare Krishna Mantra, then slowly the sinful reactions, they are all like one by one, it goes down. And then he will be fixed actually. And then the sloka it is mentioned like slowly, it's not like depending on how much you want to take it seriously, it will happen. Yeah, it will happen in one day itself, or one, like Katwanga Maharaj went back home, back to Godhead, in like one muhurta only. It didn't take like, it's not like you have to wait for whole yuga for that. No. You can do that. But what we have to do, we have to present the whole philosophy. See, that's why Krishna consciousness is not that like Srila Prabhupada says in the lecture. Initially when the boys came, like I was hearing a lecture, Prabhupada, the boys came, I didn't give all the rules and regulations. When they started chanting Hare Krishna, they got a taste. Because it's a, Krishna is reciprocating. When you chant the holy name of the Lord, there is a reciprocal. It's not like some mechanical thing you are doing. Krishna is reciprocating with you. Krishna is giving a ruchi. Krishna, then the ruchi takes you next stage. So that is why people will make advancement if they chant Krishna's name. Whether the advancement can happen straight away or it will take months or days or weeks or years, that's up to the individual. The individual, full, like a Draupadi Maharani, you can call, hey Govinda, in one call, that's it, Krishna become purchased actually. You can do that also. So that is why initially, yes, anything good will initially, like Bhagavad Gita says, like initially it may look like a poison, but the end it is a amrita. But the material things, initially it looks like amrita, end it is going to be poison. Like for example, you are taking some intoxication, now initially I will feel very enthused or happy. But after that you will get all the lung cancer, all this thing, you will get it later. But here, initially little bit of austerity, little bit of following, that will be little bit like kind of a difficult thing. But the end result is like wonderful. So that's why we have to, but nevertheless, chanting has to continue. Whether you had this problem or no problem or full of problems, still we have chanting has to continue. Because then it keep on chanting, whether offensively or that is the next level. First is chanting and then slowly the offenses will slowly vanish. And then you will be established in the pure chanting. Hare Krishna. Anything else?
I would like to ask regarding to the crying for Krishna.
Crying for Krishna, yes.
And how we can develop that attitude?
That's what actually my Guru Maharaj used to tell, like one person asked this question, I am not able to cry for Krishna. So then he said, if you are not able to cry for Krishna, please cry that I am not able to cry for Krishna. Cry, I am not able to cry for Krishna. Because this is another cry. Because see, I am not able to cry for Krishna. So at least we can cry that I am not able to cry for Krishna. For that we can cry. Like that we have to develop. No, what he means is like we have to develop. Yes. So without asking anything, without any motivation, without any Krishna, you are the only shelter. That's why that mood we have to develop in the association of Srila Prabhupada and all the acharyas and all the assembled Vaishnavas. Yes, Krishna, you are the only protector. That mood we have, like Draupadi Maharani, she developed that mood that Krishna is only can protect. Yes, others are there, others can help, but at the time of situation, they need help because only Narayana, Krishna can help. So this is actually the human form of life is for that only. The whole human form of life, the whole chanting is for that only. Crying for Krishna, the crying for the child, for the mother will come and embrace the child. Same way, the devotee when he chants the holy name of the Lord with feeling, then it's not like a routine, a mechanical process, 16 rounds finished, not like that. Then Krishna becomes obligated. Krishna is not obligated to anyone, but when devotee chants with feeling, like Draupadi Maharani did, the Krishna becomes purchased, like Krishna becomes indebted to that person. So that is the mission of our human life is how we can practice this, how with the assembly of devotees. That is why the whole association is there. So we come here, we start, discuss the like-minded people come here and discuss the subject matter and how we can enhance our devotion to Krishna, how we can enhance our chanting, enhance our reading, enhance our bhakti towards Krishna. That's the whole, the movement is formed for that only. So we can do that. That is what we are doing and we'll continue to do that also in the assembly of devotees. The association of devotees will do that. Hare Krishna. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.